This is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com. It's great to be with you. I've had people ask me where I worship and do we have music where we worship. Now, I'm always puzzled about these questions. It tells me where most people are when it comes to God and the Scriptures. People judge their fellowships by music, personalities, and programs. And the most deceptive argument I've heard is this: I want a place for my kids. Many are willing to forsake truth so that their children can be entertained. Now, please do not take me wrong. I do not want to be unkind to anyone. But let's take a mature look at what we're missing. There has never been an apostle, a prophet, or preacher that has had a message as wonderful as that which has been entrusted to the apostle Paul and in turn been given to us. What is this message? The gospel of the dispensation of the mystery. Now, the gospel of life to the world is wonderful. That is the good news found in the Gospel of John. But this message is even more wonderful. The glories of the earthly kingdom have been proclaimed by the prophets and apostles of past dispensations, but none of them have described the glories that are ours in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We can find psalms and songs which tell of the glories of the earthly kingdom, including the New Jerusalem and the New Earth, but when it comes to the glory of being manifested with Christ in glory, that is the message of this present dispensation, we find few words to express it. In connection with the tabernacle and temple worship, Israel employed many singers and musicians, but those of us who believe the glorious message of Paul and meet to study the hope of our calling in the dispensation of the mystery, to us music seems to be inadequate. We don't have much of it. The Word of God, not music, is the main attraction for us. Many of those who were looking for the kingdom in the Old Testament and the Gospels forgot the glories of the king and let their mind dwell on the pleasures and ease of the kingdom. But the mystery of Christ is not known apart from the knowledge of Christ. The dispensation of the mystery and the mystery of Christ are inseparable. One cannot be known outside the other. Most do not even know the difference between the mystery and the mystery of Christ. So read Ephesians 3 if you don't know what I'm talking about. Any attempts to mix the kingdom and the church, which is his body, will result in a lapse into carnality. These two truths are no better than oil and water. The mixture is unpalatable to the average congregation, so it has to be coated and flavored with a great deal of entertainment so they can take it. Since they do not rightly divide the word of truth, they have to ignore or modify countless passages of Scripture to make it palatable to the churchgoers. They need the music and the programs to keep the people interested and avoid real work. Remember, right division is for workmen, blue-collar people, not folks who love to be entertained. Out of this mixture of kingdom truth and truth for the body of Christ, together with the modifying of the words of God, come man-made creeds and rituals which appeal to the flesh. Let us beware of all these appeals to the flesh and seek to win Christ and be found in Him. Let us seek to know Him and the power of His resurrection. Let us not shrink from the fellowship of His sufferings, and remember, His sufferings were initiated by the religious folks of the day. Now ponder that carefully and think about the implications of that statement. Let us not use our desire for entertainment or use our children as an excuse not to search the Scriptures and rightly divide them. It will cost you to rightly divide the Word of Truth, but the return on investment is beyond calculation. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com.